Fire Chief Sherry Colford is claiming fears that proposed cuts to the St. John's Regional Fire Department could jeopardize the safety of residents on the Northeast Avalon. Well, she is calming those fears. The union that represents firefighters did say that it could lose a critical ladder truck, could be taken out of service as a result of these proposed ideas. Yesterday, Chief Colford clarified the situation around the issue, as well as other plans to address ballooning overtime costs.
So what this is going to result in is one less ladder being manned for the day. But myself and the chief officers are working on those contingency plans that, you know, we experience 8 incidents a year where both ladders are being used at the same time, whether it's the same incident or it's 2 different incidents. That happens about 8 times a year. So what we will do is use existing staff to man up that second ladder to get that rolling right away, and then we will backfill those 2 positions. You know, we don't have an exact figure of, you know, what the savings are going to look like, more so than knowing that we already have a spike, so we want to address the spike that we're currently into with the increase of overtime. And then we're going to be doing a review on a quarterly basis just to see, the effectiveness of this process that we're putting in place. And keep in mind that we're obviously going to be making changes throughout this process because this is new to our department. You know, this isn't going in place until January of 2021. So to bring them in on Tuesday, we were hoping that that will open up conversation. This was the option that I had discussed with council during the budget review. And that's why we brought the association in as early as what we did, because this will allow all of us to come to the table and allow them to be involved in what this is going to look like come January. Anytime you move away from status quo, there's a little bit of an uncertainty of what that's going to look like. It certainly wasn't reckless. We've been working on this throughout the budget review now for a number of months. As Mayor Breen had indicated, we had seen a spike in our overtime over the last few years. So this, you know, certainly wasn't off the cuff. It's been a discussion for a while, especially during the budget review. So, I don't consider it reckless. It's just making sure that we have all of our parameters in place before we actually go live. There are 2 things that we're trying to address. One is obviously the increase of overtime that we're seeing and trying to get put more controls in place of what that's going to look like, because obviously we have a fiscal responsibility to our region. But it's also looking at what other measures can we take as part of that cost savings. So that, you know, all of those options will be considered in the coming months. Because at the end of all of this, the most important thing is seeing a cost savings, seeing a decrease in our overtime so that we can, continue to be as fiscally responsible as possible. So at this point, again, there's many variables that we have to take into play when it comes to taking a ladder off the run. So it's a little bit difficult to come with an exact figure or a ballpark. But what we want to see is be able to approach the overtime, the increase that we've seen. You know, obviously there will be a savings because we'll either have enough complement on staff, which means we're not calling in overtime, or we're not calling in to backfill those 2 positions. So there will be a savings there, but I hesitate to commit to a figure at this point. So we have 8 stations for St. John's, Mount Pearl, and Paradise. So we start with 44, which are spread out amongst those 8 stations. And then going down to 39 means that's the minimum that we have to be able to run our apparatus. You know, like I had indicated, our ladder trucks move together about 8 times a year. So that's not necessarily being tied up at a scene. That's that they've actually rolled out of the station to respond to an incident together about 8 times a year. So included in that would be that we had 2 ladder trucks at an actual working fire within that 8. So our ladder trucks move about, each ladder truck moves about twice a week. There will still be access to the second ladder truck when necessary. This is no different than how we run our water tanker. We don't man our water tanker, but we use existing staff to use the water tanker at incidents when it's needed. So this will be no different for a ladder truck. And again, it's important to note that both ladder trucks will be, you know, if we are 39 or above, we will have both ladder trucks manned for that day.